Bannerbox Radio. It's magically delicious. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bannerbox Radio, the show that we do some stuff and we talk about some news, and it's weird. And that's pretty cool. This is episode 16, which is, of course, a very important episode for no reason. I am your co-host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, as is no small surprise, the Manuel, the Daniel, the Squaniel, Mr. Dan Knight. How are you? Dan, what's going on? What's cracking?
Where does Squaniel come from?
Comes from wherever you want it to come from.
I don't want it to come from anywhere.
Have I done that before? Have I called you Squaniel on this show before?
Numerous times, yes. Yeah. And where's the origin of this Squaniel?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
All right, great.
It's a good
origin story.
So we are back again this week.
Well,
with episode 16. You know what that means? That means we've been doing this for 4 months.
Wowzers!
And subscribers are looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to toot my own horn. Yeah, exactly. All four of them.
They're looking real good.
Looking real good, real hot.
We're talking about you, subscriber number four. You're real pretty.
No, we're doing quite well. Very, very well. It's good to see those numbers climb. It's good to see that our old listeners are still listening and bringing new people. And that really brings a twinkle to my rear. And that's that's really what this is all about.
That's a hard thing to bring twinkles to as well, so.
It really is, but you've done it, listeners. So, again, we are back again with weird news stories. That's what we do. That's what we enjoy doing. And that's the whole reason we do this show. Without it, what would be the point? In fact, it would probably just be 30 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
Without the news stories, the weird stories. It'd be really pointless.
You could do that on your own. Instead of listening to us, maybe when you're driving to work, turn everything off.
Exactly.
And just drive in silence and realize that that is awful.
But you see, that's why we make the big bucks.
All zero.
Exactly. Dollars. All $0 go straight to making this show so that you can enjoy it.
Yep.
But what it really gets us is true enjoyment.
It is fun.
It is. It is. It's a nice shiny, it's not shiny. It's really nice, bright, comfortable out. It's a nice Tuesday, good weather. Got the windows closed, everything really, you know, stuffy so we can record the podcast. We're not enjoying the outdoors.
Who needs to be outside on a beautiful day?
Exactly. We're sacrificing all this so we can do this and that.
On
and
this
a
very
bit of this.
Lovely particular day.
Do you know what today is?
Daniel. I do, actually.
It's Daniel.
You told me
today,
earlier.
It's true. Today's National Fudge Day.
Oh, good gravy.
It is a... Nope. Fudge.
I put gravy on my fudge.
Oh, God. No, it is National Fudge Day. Not to be confused with National
Nutty Fudge Day.
That's correct. That is the warring nation, Fudge Nation.
Oh, yes.
That is vehemently opposed to not having nuts in their fudge. And the smooth
nutty
fudgers,
fudge.
Yeah, the smooth fudgers hate the nutty fudgers. Ooh, there's been a brutal war. Ooh,
they have tug of wars all the time.
Not nearly as bloody as the nut wars, though.
The great nut wars.
The great nut wars.
Where we've lost the great Donald. Praise
praise be unto him.
Yes.
All hail Donald, praise be unto him. So, without further ado, and without any more lollygagging, why don't we just get right into it? Why don't we start doing the stuff that we do? Dan, get away.
Ooh, that was good.
That was your intro.
I liked it. Thank you. Two sisters in Overton, Texas are in big trouble.
Oh!
Big trouble.
Sitcom.
After they went...
Twin sisters. Show's called Big Trouble.
Yeah, it's Big Trouble and Little Sisters. What? No. This is weird.
I watched that movie for the first time yesterday?
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that is a true story.
For the first time?
For the very first time. I had never seen Big Trouble and Little China. China? I'm going to stick with it.
They've never... Oh.
Okay, you know what? Just
They're remaking that. Did you
Are
know
they?
That? Yeah.
I didn't know that. Neat.
So it's a good thing you watched the original before they
remake.
Yeah,
now I'm all caught up.
Love the remake. So these two sisters thought they were above the law,
And it turns out that 8-year-old Andrea Green and 7-year-old Zoe Green, they decided to make a little summer cash. So they decided...
A little bit of that summer green.
I see what you did there. They decided, like many of us did as children, to open a lemonade stand.
Of course.
Which is, I mean, who hasn't done that?
Right, exactly.
It's like a, it's something you do when you're a kid.
Exactly.
They charge 50 cents a cup.
Oh, wow. Wow, really
price
scalping
gouge?
Here. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Well,
everyone knows that those two blondes down the road are doing it for 25 cents a piece, okay? And they're way cuter.
That's, I could pick apart that sentence so much, but I'm not going to because I'm classy. I'm a classy broad. So they charge 50 cents a cup for the lemonade. If you think that's a price gouge, they're charging $1 for the kettle corn.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. And they thought they had it all. You know, they had the stand. They were selling the food and the drink. They were about to find out just how wrong they were.
And that's when the apocalypse hit and everything was different. They were charging $1 for the lemonade.
A police officer rolled up on their supposed legitimate business and noticed something was very wrong. In a patrol car video, he's seen asking the girl's mother if the two had a permit to sell these products.
Is that a joke? Is this real?
This is authentic.
Is this serious?
This is real.
Who does that?
A really serious police officer.
Yeah. Hates lemonade. He is strictly anti-lemonade and fun.
And fun. I don't like when children try to be responsible and make money legitimately.
How dare they?
How dare they? When they don't have permits.
That's true.
I need papers. Give me your papers. So they did not have this permit. We cut to the chase. No permit.
What a surprise.
The mother responded by saying she didn't even know there was a permit was required to sell lemonade by the street. So a family friend went to City Hall to get them the permit they required, and the authorities said they would waive the $150 fee.
Oh,
my
God.
They're going to charge two little girls with
$150.
Yeah.
Which is more than they will make by leaps and bounds.
Oh, my God, yeah. Depending on,
I mean,
populated of a street it is.
Yeah. You got that thirst. You're ready to drop $150.
On a tiny solo cup of lukewarm lemonade. And they stated that the health department officials need to inspect the stand. That's the authorities said that. Good. We got to get a health guy out here. He's got to make sure this lemonade is up to code. The chief of police over at Overton said that the authorities have to follow state health guidelines. It's got to be done. And the girls have since decided that they're going to offer their lemonade for free as a bit of a, you know, sticking it to the man.
Stick it to that man.
Yeah.
You know.
It sounds like he could use a little sugar in his sour demeanor.
Ooh.
Because he was a little levity.
Yep.
That police officer.
Oh, you got it. Just keep explaining it.
Those puns are very much not accurate. But that's what I had. Yeah. So,
he's the worst.
Turns out that even police officers can crush children's dreams. So,
especially police officers.
Especially. They have the most authority to do so.
Mm.
When you don't have permits, so this is a message to all those children out there. If you are going to start a lemonade stand, you better be prepared.
You better be serious.
You better
have
be
some startup
serious.
Capital. Yeah. Get yourself a permit, a license to
rent
sell.
Rent an office downtown.
Exactly.
To
do
sell.
It the real way. Well, the kids these days, right? They're not even trying.
They're not committed to
just
their goals.
Rickety little shacks. Back in my day, we had to get a two-room flat.
To sell your lemonade.
To sell my aid, as we called it. We were slanging aid.
You were selling your aids.
We were slinging aid by the... Okay, that's enough. Okay, so, next up this week.
Yeah.
Christian Pham is his name. Accidentally signed up for the wrong event in the World Series of Poker.
Ooh, that's, you know, that could be a problem.
Last week. Yeah, he did this last week. He signed up for the wrong one, only realizing his mistake after he'd been dealt his first hand of cards and it was too late to unregister.
What exactly was so wrong about...
Well, I'll tell you. He didn't know how to play this type of game.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't your standard two-card hold'em.
Like
that
Texas
kind of business.
Hold'em?
Yeah, yeah. It was, so despite having never played the game before... He proceeded to win the event.
Wow.
Yeah, and $81,314 payout
that came with it.
It's
got to be make the other guys at the table look like real jabrotis.
Quote, I thought I had registered for the $1,500 limit hold'em. Pham told Poker News, explaining that he ended up playing no limit 2-7 single draw instead. I don't know what that means because I'm not well versed in it, but it sounds different, and also no limit is terrifying.
Is that to imply that there is no like ceiling on how much money you
gain
put
or
in?
Lose? Yes, that's correct.
Ooh, that's scurry.
He says, "I would have unregistered if I knew what the event was. They had started dealing already, so I couldn't do anything." Pham explained later. Though initially quite confused, he ended up sticking with it, and thanks to a couple of pointers from another player at the table, he actually asked another player at the table how to play it. He put all that information into his phone, and then tried to figure out what he could play based on the hands that he knew he was allowed to play.
Could use your phone at these events?
Yeah, I mean, why not, right? Like,
I guess, yeah.
There's no X-ray app, you can't, like...
Yeah.
So...
not yet.
Wow! So he learned from the guy next to him how to play the game and started figuring out how to do hands, and then he ended up folding the first 7 hands until he learned how to play the game, and then he won.
That's probably actually really good, because, like, all the other players probably assumed he didn't know anything about what he was doing, because he probably was pretty vocal about it, like, I don't know what's happening, and folded that many times, and then everybody else was like, oh man, I'm going to take this guy for such a ride.
They took him for granted.
And then when the guy was like, I have a really good hand, and nobody knows it, because they think I don't know what I'm doing.
It worked out for him. I mean, he's $81,000 richer.
What he expected to get, probably far less than that.
Yeah, I mean, like $1,500.
Yeah.
Tops.
Well, good for him.
Good for him. You know what, Christian? You're great.
You get the old doff of the hat from us.
Yes. That means nothing to us.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
I mean,
we
don't do that. That's not like a thing. You're right.
It's not, so. All right, well. But you still get it, if that matters.
What if he doesn't want it?
Doesn't matter. It's not negotiable.
Non-refundable. I'd like to please return one doff, please. I really didn't need this in my life right now.
That's a gesture, sir. You can't give it back. Actually, you can. Anyway. Moving on, I have some news that
news?
Yeah,
we don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna give it to you anyway. I'm letting you and everybody else know that we can all breathe a little easier this day.
Okay, because it's National Fudge Day.
No, that's not the reason why. But
they won the war.
Helps.
It's over. The conflict is over.
Well, it ended a few years ago, but
oh wow, I'm really behind.
Yeah,
you're making me look like a fool.
Well, with the martyr Donald, he sacrificed himself.
God. All right, so what? Why can I breathe easier?
You and everyone else could breathe easier because Christina Caro has dropped her lawsuit against Mila Kunis.
Oh, thank God! I was really sitting on the edge on that one.
It was touch and go for a while. They were both childhood friends in Ukraine, and I'm sure they got into all sorts of shenanigans and tomfooleries while they were over there. But suddenly, just recently, Christina Caro made an allegation that put... there was a permanent scarring event that happened between the two. And Caro is suing Kunis in April, or was suing, for stealing her pet chicken named Doggy.
Doggy!
Doggy the chicken. Back in Ukraine. So... She said, I've learned to forgive in my heart the people who have wronged me. Like Mila, Caro told TMZ. There is only one judge, and that is God. I pray for her soul, and the soul of Doggy.
Doggy the chicken.
That he has found peace, finally, in chicken heaven. The lawsuit was to cover therapy bills stemming from the chicken napping incident. Caro had actually moved to L.A. like Mila Kunis to make a career in entertainment, but being closer in proximity to Kunis has apparently caused her to re-enter treatment for the horrible act.
I know that, okay, so realistically, my brain of brains, my heart of hearts, yes. I know that a chicken to someone could be just like any other pet. You could grow attached to a chicken much like you could a dog. However, there is in no scenario will the phrase chicken napping not be hilarious.
It's true.
You could say dog napping. I'm like, oh, God, are they okay? Oh, someone stole your dog. That's terrible. You say chicken napping, and I have to laugh.
I just think of a chicken taking a nap.
That's too literal.
I know.
Wow. Way to ruin the joke.
Wow. What a great audience.
What a great audience. God.
Fans of Mila have raised the $5,000 that was the lawsuit entailed. They raised it for her, causing her to drop the suit. Mila and her fiance Ashton Kutcher have laughed off the allegations when they went public. So they obviously were taking it pretty seriously, as any person would do. So I'm going to sue you because you stole my chicken when we were kids.
That's a little out of
date.
It's
like 20 years ago, but I'm still pretty raw about it. And I have episodes of scarring. And
so it's the friend suing Mila, right?
Yes.
Is she famous? Is she
She's apparently
wealthy?
A music artist making pop music or something.
Talk about, yeah.
Talk about that pop music.
Huh.
This is weird. It's a little like something you read out of like People magazine or something, because I don't normally, like, we don't do articles about celebrities
or pop culture.
We don't really do that. But this definitely ebbed into the weird category and felt like it needed to be
the best of both worlds,
drawn
really.
Upon. And I honestly don't think that this would be in those kind of magazines because it's so weird and,
you know,
kind of a throwaway thing.
You know, one of the suggestions we had for the show and we got some feedback was that we occasionally cover some pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
And here you go. Here you go, pal.
Mila Kunis was being sued for stealing a chicken when she was a kid, but luckily her fans paid it off. So, paid off the lawsuit. $5,000. That's not much of a lawsuit, by the way. $5,000.
Couldn't have been too distraught.
Yeah. Or maybe she had a really cheap therapist to deal with the emotional scarring that she had to go through.
Yeah.
But anyway.
For the chicken napping.
The chicken napping. Who knows what happened to Doggy? But I mean, she went kind of dark when she assumed that it was in chicken heaven.
Yeah.
So it's...
It could have very well have gone to chicken hell.
Who knows? Or it's a chicken purgatory waiting to get into heaven.
Okay, so... enough about Doggy the chicken.
Yeah.
Here's a relatively short one, but... Dan, do you know where the story takes place? Do you know where it takes place?
I can hope in my heart of hearts that it takes place in Florida.
It does.
Good.
It does. Authorities say a South Florida woman who called 911 to report that she was getting stiffed in a drug deal ended up reporting on herself. This has happened before. This is not the first time I've done a story like this. People are extraordinarily stupid sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
She now faces charges including drug possession. The Broward Sheriff's Office reports that 19-year-old Denisha Heller told a 911 operator Tuesday that she went to a Fort Lauderdale home to buy marijuana, but a man there took her $5 without giving her the drugs.
Oh my God.
And that is why I put this story in. $5.
How much marijuana could you possibly get for that kind of money?
It was like one joint or something. Like, yeah. $5. Why would you call the police? One, over drugs at all for any sum of money.
Yeah.
But two, call them about drugs, someone not giving you $5 worth of drugs.
Yeah.
Five whole dollars. You could have accidentally done something and gained $5. $5 is not hard to get.
No.
It is, however, going to be significantly less than whatever her bail is.
That's for sure.
So he took the $5 without giving her the drugs, because he's a jerk.
What a piece of work.
And officials say a deputy checked a white substance in Heller's pocket, which tested positive for the alpha PVP, which is a fancy way of saying it's the psychosis-inducing street drug known as Flocka.
Flocka!
Flocka!
What?
So, here's the icing on this cake. The cake made of $5 worth of marijuana is that the icing used on top was she had more drugs in her pocket.
Talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Look about hit horse if, mouth gifting in the
butt.
So she's been charged with drug possession misusing the 911 system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she was using it correctly if she wanted to turn herself in.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe didn't think about that. Drop that charge.
Yeah. I mean, she was kind of doing you guys a favor, essentially.
She's very dumb.
She saved you the trouble of...
Very, very dumb.
She's very dumb.
Like, usually when criminals do dumb things, they do dumb things, and they're dumb things, and I'm very surprised at how dumb they are. This, however, for some reason, is really bothering me at how extraordinarily stupid it is, because it's $5. At least the last time we did one of these, it was like some large sum of cocaine or something. It was a bigger deal.
Yeah.
A larger sum of money. This is $5. That's the kind of money you find accidentally on the sidewalk somewhere. Like, especially...
Oh, I found a $5 in my pocket.
And then to triple the dumbness, you also had more drugs in your pocket while you were calling and when you were picked up.
So
you had more
stupid
drugs on you. Flocka. Waka. Flocka. What?
Does that... I don't know much about this drug that she had in her pocket, but does that, like, have an adverse effect on, like, brain...
Don't they
usage?
I don't know. I honestly don't know enough about
long-term
Waka
effects.
Flocka Flame.
To
tell
rapper.
You, exactly. To tell you what effect he has on your brain.
Well,
but I can tell you it's not a positive one.
Well, thank you for that.
We're not getting sponsored by him.
We aren't? Well, he's going to drop his sponsorship now.
Now he is. Those $5.
That. $5 foot long. All right.
Okay,
well,
what do you got? What's your last story for this week?
I've got a brand of Nestle noodles called Maggi. It's spelled M-A-G-G-I. So I think it's Maggi or Magi.
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 They're magical noodles.
The gift of the Magi. No, I'm going to go with Maggi. But they're being pulled off shelves in India. The noodles are said to contain more lead than is permitted for human consumption. Lead.
Why is there lead?
Noodles.
Why is there lead in the noodles?
I wish I could tell you.
Is it a flavor? Are they lead flavor? And if so, why are people buying lead flavored noodles and then complaining?
Well, it's pencil flavored noodles.
It's pencil flavor. So it'd be graphite then.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't made pencils with lead in so long. Come on, get with the times.
Get with the program. I can't think of anything else with lead in it. That's why.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, so that's kind of scary. The company has since removed the product from shelves. Praise be to Donald.
Praise be to Donald.
And is to dispose of them by taking them to furnaces to be destroyed.
Oh, we got to burn that lead.
Got to burn it. The cost of the wasted noodles being 32 million pounds.
Wait, as in the currency?
Yeah, as in the currency.
I thought you were going to say like $32. Those are them ramen prices right there.
The weight of $32 million. Not exactly the cost of it. The total weight of the noodles to be destroyed is totaling 27,000 tons.
So it is like $32.
It's
for the noodles. You can get ramen for real cheap. You know, you hit up that local wholesale. You can get like 100 for $1 and a high five.
Yeah. But if you don't give them that high five, how much is it?
You get nothing. No.
You don't even get the noodles at that point?
That's correct. That is the only part that's non-negotiable.
So that's how you seal deals with ramen.
Yep.
Nestle is believed to have sold around $623 million worth of this Maggi noodles last year.
I still have some
year.
In the fridge. I can't wait to eat them.
Can't wait to eat
especially
that sweet,
now.
Sweet lid. Which was sold mainly in India, which makes up for about 80% of the sales total. This is craziness. The product has since been banned in India, but people can apparently still purchase it in the UK. So if you're...
Get those up. You just snatch them up. That's a collector's
item.
It's a collector's item that will kill you if you eat it.
I don't know why you would want to buy it unless you want to maybe have a little private burning of it. You know, throw it in your own furnace.
Yeah, just blaze it.
Like coal. I mean, lead's... If it's got enough lead in it, maybe that's a... I don't know. So that's what I had. Apparently, a ridiculous amount of these Maggi noodles are not fit for human consumption because they have too much lead in them.
Good. I feel like any lead is too much.
Yeah, I don't particularly
look
for...
I wonder how much lead is in these. That's what I want to know. Like, get it, and underneath the noodles is a brick of lead.
Is it in the nutrition facts? Under sugars? Lead.
15 grams of lead.
And that's the percent of the daily value is negative 11. Okay.
comes in that freeze-dried pouch that comes in some of those noodles. You just dump your lead shavings on top.
Microwave it, and then they'll just melt over the noodles.
Oh, okay. Delicious. Okay, get those if you want a collector's item, and then eat them. It'll be funny, I promise.
I will not do that.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, so finishing it up this week, we have a relatively local-ish, for us, is a Vermont man.
Oh.
Has escaped jury duty by getting dismissed for wearing a prisoner costume.
I see.
Yep. James Lowe of Barnett, or Barnet, or Barnett, I don't know. I don't live in Vermont. Who knows?
Who knows? It's an upside-down New Hampshire. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's New Hampshire's snuggle buddy.
Yeah, they like to spoon.
Says he was released from jury duty on Tuesday when he showed up to court wearing a black and white striped jumpsuit with a matching beanie.
Nice.
Reports state that Lowe showed up on time and joined other prospective jurors before the start of the selection process. Mm-hmm. Deputies directed him to an empty courtroom to meet with a judge who told him to leave. Get out. No one wants you here.
We don't like characters here.
Lowe says the judge told him he could have been found in contempt of court.
What?
Yeah, you know, apparently that's serious business. And that could have meant a fine or jail time. And then Lowe goes on to say that the juror's instructions don't restrict clothing, so na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. That's official saying.
He's quoted as saying that.
Sure. Sure.
And the judge said, I'm telling.
Mom! He says that he is relieved, though, because jury duty's super lame, and he has other work and family obligations. So that's pretty sweet. So, the real lesson and the reason I included this one is, if you ever get jury duty and you don't want to do it, just dress up like a prisoner. They'll be so confused. I think what it was is the judge didn't know which one was which. How did the prisoner get into the jury?
What?
He can't be juricizing on himself. That is the official technical term.
Well, that's what judges say anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that. They're just sticks.
Judge Judy says it all the time.
That's correct. She is one of the most world-renowned judges.
She's the only judge I know of, except for Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown. Great. Okay, so I guess that's it.
Dress as a prisoner.
No. Who even cares?
Yeah, I don't.
I do.
Do you?
No. I mean, I won't do this. It's amusing to think of some guy doing this, but I would never do it.
Great.
Because I'm a wuss.
Because I am not a convict. So why would I dress up as one?
So.
That's it.
We're done. Just turn it off right now. Don't turn it off. Wait.
There's more.
But wait, there's more. But no, seriously, this is the end. This has been a good one. I've had a good time, and I hope you had a good time, too. So, there you go. But most important...
nutty.
Being real goofy. Thanks, folks. Thanks for tuning in again for another week. We couldn't do it without you, and honestly, we wouldn't do it without you, because what's the point?
That's the truth.
But, unfortunately, I'm sad to say, but that's all for this week.
And remember, the modern Ouija board got its name by asking the board what it should be called.
Thanks for joining us.